mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's story, The Chess Club Murder.
Shrevey, would you drop me off at the Black Rook Chess Club and then drive Miss Lane home?
Chess Club, Miss Lane home.
Oh, sure, Miss Cranston.
Well, why the hurry to get to this club, Lamont?
I'm due there right now for a director's meeting, Margo.
Oh, Lamont, that's the dullest thing I've ever heard of. A director's meeting at a chess club.
Well, nothing dull about it. You see, there's quite a feud going on down there. May split the club wide open.
Ooh, it sounds momentous. What's the trouble, dear? Did someone try to change the color of the squares?
All right. Have your fun.
Well, what else could a chess club feud be about?
Well, it's a long story, Margo.
Hey, Mr. Cranston, hey.
Yes, Shrevey?
Can you see that there new sign on the Evening Star building? Look at it. All the late news is spelled out by them moving electric lights.
Yes, I've seen it, Shrevey.
Yeah. Ain't science fantastical, huh?
It certainly is. Oh, by the way, Margot, that innovation is the work of Raymond Packer, the publisher of the Star.
Oh.
He is one of my opponents in the chess club feud. He's the leader of the faction that wants...